Blog Talk Radio.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. Why you hating and being jealous? You could be over here embracing that love. More love, more blessings, more life. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want to stop. Whoa. But look at us now. They count us out.
Time to say
they
a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't
think we bow our head.
Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, he did.
They just praying that I crash. But those guys, they don't wanna see you last. That Jacob $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquered the five niggas. Wrong side of the petition, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big con, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send them on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, he did.
See me with the ring, you better play deep. Nigga, God did his thing when he made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the Vinci. I know only God could judge us, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'm gonna have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlock, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture when I swim, everyday fact. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced same sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, go?
Oh, yes, he did.
Where we at, go? Hope did. Please, Lord, forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Ree. Bronze or rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed is stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the pub, can you believe this guy? Then we said fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judging how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the split is? Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy, what the business is? We push your 50 like fitting all. The shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been at a Bahamas, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold it, OG called Kingpin. If those are drug laws, then who are we then? Hov is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the senses. Them on only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. For those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outfox every box and try to throw me in with great ceremony. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him, and bloke in them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. How you speaking to the souls of men? Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick a snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on his turnpike, really took a toll on him. A lot of fallen soldiers on his roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters, working pro bono for him as a favor, cause I throw them in. In memory of T-Law, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All his pain from the outside inspired all his growth within. Some new plans getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They done fucked around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. This is Psalm 151, this is New Testament. Book of Hov. Jesus turned water to wine for Hov, it just took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Hov big. They say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road dead. I see a lot of Hov in gigs. Me and me can never beef, I sweep that nigga from a Hov big. Hov dead. Time we have a discussion, who the ghost, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's my passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God it's down. Ooh,
whoa. Come on, man. Come on.
But look at us now. Whoa. They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is all that she did.
The hottest under the sun. Yeah. Ain't nobody fucking with me, man. Hey, you already know that pimpin'.
Yeah.
Cash money breakfast where dreams come true.
Fuck up my dreams.
Somebody gon' die tonight. Hey, you already know that pimpin'.
Hey, it's cash money records, man, a lawless game.
Fucking believable, Little Wayne's the president. Fuck 'em, fuck 'em, fuck 'em. Even if they celibate, I know the game is crazy. It's more crazy than it's ever been. I'm married to that crazy bitch. Call me Kevin Federline. It's obvious that he'll be cash money till the death of him. The ground shall break when they bury him, bury him. I know one day they gotta bury him. Better lock my casket tight, baby, so I don't let the devil in. People, it's just me and my guitar. Yeah, bitch, I'm heavy metalin'. Get the fucking Led Zeppelin. Niggas is bitches, bitches. I think they full of estrogen. And we hold court and take your life for a settlement. Yes, I'm the best. And no, I ain't positive, I'm definite. I know the game like I'm reffing it. This is the card of three, the New Testament. And I'm the God, and this is what I bless them with. Bitch, I'm me, I'm me, I'm me, I'm me.
am a missile like a stud. What's really good, I'm about that ruckus like FUD. And I say it on my flow at cash money like a rug. Tied to the fucking bird man like a lug. And dear Mr. Ronald Williams, to you I shall forever give thanks like a pilgrim. Cash money million, heir to the throne. Going at their heads like hair in a comb. Sitting by the window, I just stare at the stone. Know I'ma get through it like hair in a comb. Y'all money over bitches, my niggas trust my senses. And I will take a desert as the Lord is my witness. And you all have witnessed, but I am not finished. So keep your mouth closed and let your eyes listen. Bitch, I'm me. I'm me. I'm me. Baby, I'm me. So who you? You're not me. You're not me. And I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm a motherfucking cash money millionaire. I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm still a motherfucking cash money millionaire. Bitch. Last year they had the Grammys and left me in Miami. Sleeping on a nigga like I'm rapping in my jammies. I'm rapping when you sleep, I was rapping when you were in jammies. Mel Gibson flow, lethal weapon, book 'em, Danny. I'm a monster, I tell you, Monster Wayne. I have just swallowed the key to the house of pain. Now I'm stuck here to deal with the house's pain. Fuck with me, I would peel like the house's pain. Let's go. Niggas don't wanna see me cause I'm better in bold. The only time I will depend is when I'm 70 years old. That's when I can't hold my shit within. So I shit on myself cause I'm so sick and tired of shitting on everybody else. I'm trying to tell you like I'm saying something. I'm from the dirty like the bottom of my pants cuff. And there nothing gon' stop me, so just envy it. Hey, I'll accept a friendly quit. Yeah, I'm me. Bitch, I'm me, baby, I'm me. So who you? Fuck you, you're not me. And I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm a motherfucking cash money millionaire. I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I am a motherfucking cash money millionaire. Bitch.
The hottest, hottest under the sun. Fucking with me, man. Hey, you already know that, pimpin'. Cash money breakfast where dreams come true.
Somebody gon' die tonight.
Hey, you already know that, pimpin'.
Hey, it's Cash Money Records, man, a lawless game.
I don't even wanna fucking talk to these niggas.
Yeah.
Let's just show 'em.
Yeah.
I feed dead rappers the dead of night to get a sight. Go shit, that's why I never write by time. Not get a refund, nigga. You can make a movie and not get a rerun, nigga.
See that?
But you can make a scene and I make a buck. My steelos, treat them like a kilo. Cut them or tape them up. I ain't the killer type, I'm the villa type. Black tuxedo when the Porsche is vanilla white. I can't even pillow fight. Guns in the pillowcase. Trying to count the old bills, the shit's got the low face. Start with a low weight. Start with a couple rhymes. I did the shit once, I can do it a couple times.
I'm me.
My nigga look at me now. It's a show, not chill when they booking me now. Wolf King, fuck around and get you put in the ground. Be the best out, it's no need for looking around.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't gotta talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. For my nigga needed with some love, so I gave it to him.
Big man with the muscles, I can all put the razor to him. Silverback, brains on the wall like Gorilla Glue. Cross any one of my niggas, I don't care how you do him. Send his cold body back home, I don't care how you throw him. Brother cousin used to work with him, I don't care how you know him. Send my main bitch to go fuck him, I don't care how she screw him. Plant based
vegan or beef, I don't care how you chew. Lies got too many fucking hits, it's hard to pour. Been underrated, but the streets, they got us so warm. I'm like, thank you, cuz, just because. Fame and money bring jealousy, that's what it does. Niggas lie on IG just to get a buzz. Someone his college paid off, so I gave it to him. Sent my nigga money in jail, it just made it to him. Cross me, suck my dick, if you related to him. And when I'm dead and gone, just be glad you know.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, yeah, just say it, yeah. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him. First time seeing some profit, it was amazing to him. Now he want one of my watches, so I gave it to him. You just keep the gun in your pocket, that's good behavior to him. He ain't even gotta repay me, that's just a favor to him. Reason that they worship the God, I'm like a savior to him. Sometimes I give it to him harsh, at least I gave it to him. Told my man they in the air, then they made it to him. Dance with the devil one time, now I'm related to him. From the dirt to the muddy waters, yeah, I made it to him. Couple flicks, couple money orders, so I gave it to him. Mom, Dukes, wifey and my daughters try to cater to him. As soon as some things cross the border, yeah, I gave it to him. You already know, cop and go, that's how Jada do him. Look him in his eyes, be a man about it, say it to him. Then again, you'll probably do it how I hated it. Silence for 10 years, I put the potato to him. 200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
Peace, what's good with y'all?
I know what's popping out of. What y'all got going on, me?
What's good? I'm miking up right now. My phone going off at the same time. Hopefully y'all can hear me out there loud and clear. I know how they do. But nonetheless, what's popping with y'all? I want to give a quick shout out to everybody that participated in Saturday's webinar that I don't want to put words in people's mouth, but that webinar was different. So I wanted to thank everybody for allowing me the opportunity to show them in black and white where they stand, or at least where they should stand, what they're supposed to recover as a result, and how that separates the, you know what, let me say it the other way. And how, no, and that creates a separation. Let's just say it that way. So I'm thankful to everybody that took the time to participate, that went through all of that information with me. The webinar was concluded at a little bit over 5 hours. I am still tired. I am still exhausted. And I think I'll approach it differently this month when I do something else. So I'm going to approach it differently. With that being said, like I said, shout out to y'all, man. Appreciate y'all. What else do I have for y'all? I appreciate everybody that signed up for the Discord membership. We had class.
Yo, this is fucking crazy. They already dropped me. That's insane. I don't even know what I just said to prompt that. In any instance, I just wanted to say thanks to everybody that did their part. And I was saying, went, those classes were dope as well. But I do want to take a different approach next time, before and after. I feel like it was just a lot. You know, I needed to obviously demonstrate to a lot of these folks that are interacting with me for the first time exactly what the law prescribed and how we are supposed to maximize it. So different from some of the things that other people have done in terms of just getting paperwork on the record. You know, like I keep trying to tell y'all, the easy path does not yield fruit. It doesn't. If you're able to take a very complex and really like important step, important information, and mold that into what the law requires, and then still get in there and have no objection, that's never been my experience. It just hasn't. My experience has always been to be so-called blocked, to be so-called dissuaded from, like, pursuing what I'm trying to pursue. I've had my stuff damaged and returned to me on process, but without being processed. Like, it's just not been my experience. And I realized that people like to speak from their experiences, and oftentimes, because they go through such a seamless process, right, because it's so smooth, think about it, so smooth, right, for you to do some things that really would impact them negatively, being the powers to be, and you're able to just roll right through it, they don't want to let you go. If everybody were doing these things, they'd probably start doing some crazy stuff to it, like wiping people out, like literally. These are the things that get people into serious trouble. Now, what I pride myself on is I don't get on any platform that we're associated with or anybody else's platform and just spew my opinion. I don't have an opinion. All I have is what's in front of me, and I make use of what's in front of me. A lot of people are intimidated by that. So when I speak of running through these processes and these people are watching you and you can get into some things, if you're not tried and tested, and you just get your stuff on the fucking docket or a so-called record, and nobody ever comes and challenges what you've done, how do you know that it's effective? You hear people talk about not going to jail from various sources. My favorite is, and I'm kidding, but my favorite to talk about it, the non-citizen national PP stuff, right? The card and the five flags or five stars and all of this shit, right? But the reality is, while that may work for some, again, showed you in black and white exactly what that means. Showed you. Gave you stories behind those things of people who were challenged and how they were compromised. Been clashed with sick. There's a lot of information that people overlook, or they bypass, or they're not directed or instructed into what to look for, how to look for it, so on and so forth. So I am so tired, but I do not want to miss out on my consecutive streak, so to speak. So what I want to do really quickly is I'll take any callers. This is a brief show, I'm telling you right now. Patreon hasn't been opened yet, and I apologize. That's on me. No excuses. I just haven't opened it. We did have a recording for the show on the event on Saturday. But we need to go through, edit, make sure that I haven't even pressed play, to be honest with you. I hate listening to myself, but I have to go back and make sure that it was a quality record. If not, I'm probably just going to just do it by myself. And like I said, provide that to those that attended. We will not be doing that in the future. It's just that we had so many complications. They didn't like the things that I was saying. So it was very challenging. But nonetheless, we got through it. Like I said, 5 hours worth of freaking information. So who's going to rap with me? I want to know, without you going into freaking details, y'all already know me. I just want to know what your experience was like. I can't even ask you what you got away from it. But yeah, just what your experience was like. And if you can keep that objective, that'd be awesome. Anybody, any takers that came to the class, I don't know if there's anybody on the call line that was in there. If y'all even want to talk to me. Can y'all hear me out there? I hope y'all can hear me out there. No doubt. Oh. All right, no doubt. I'll go to the first one that I saw pop up, 305.
Hey, what's going on, my brother? Peace, man.
Peace. What's good with you?
Ain't nothing much, man. I'm good. I'm doing good. I had a little bit of technical difficulties, as you know, on my own end as far as the webinar on Saturday. But nonetheless, man, the information that you were sharing, man, I mean, that's big stuff right there. I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to participate, right? And then separate from that, and I won't go into much detail, right? Because that wouldn't be fair to the folks who paid. But longest story short is, even the section where, you started to go into like the big four pieces that are tracked and, this and that and, what kind of defense you want to be on. I mean, all that information was like, super great takeaways for myself. Just wanted to throw that out there.
I think I like that shit. You said the four big things that is that. I got it clear. Yeah, no doubt, man.
Yeah, man.
That was my first time actually opening up and sharing information of that nature and of that level with people. And what struck a chord for me was the fact that we all embarked on a journey for freedom, and I wanted to put that squarely in front of everyone that was in attendance so that they can make an informed decision. See, the thing is, everybody and their mama that's considered a guru, they share their information via templates and other documents. And the challenge with the templates is, if you are smart, meaning the guru, they would never give you their actual information. They would give you a version of that document, but it wouldn't be 100% the same, right? It would be some alterations. So I pride myself on teaching people so they can do their own templates, documents, and things of that nature, as I have to do. I've done the same things that I'm asking of you all. I have to study. I have to come up with a, and I like to use the term strategy to resolve whatever my issues, but that requires me to put my thoughts on paper in order for it to be effective. All right? But yeah, everybody else is all about the compass, bro. So, you know, I wish them the best, but, you know. Anything else, my brother?
Nah, man. You know, that's kind of it. I don't want to go into, like, you know, too much detail or whatever. I'm still trying to absorb as much as possible as well and have to go back into my notes and such.
And
I just want to say, yeah, I appreciate it. I found the information very valuable.
Oh, most definitely. Key to what you just said, though, is if people have to go back and they have to study this information, you can't just come into something and then just run with it. I think that's foolish. I think that's unwise. And you get what I'm saying? So, yeah, no doubt. I appreciate you taking the time to chime in, just ride out with us. I'm going to go to the next caller, put you on a brief hold. I'll be back shortly, all right?
Okay.
Yeah. Let me see. 318-52. What's up? Peace.
Yo.
Hello, you're live.
Okay, all right, done. So my question is, do you show how to access or use the security to purchase, like, vehicles, houses, et cetera?
Hold on. Let's back up for a second. Were you in the webinar?
Yeah.
You were in the webinar. Okay. I missed that part because we were talking about how was the webinar. Without
Say that
going
again?
Into detail. My question was, before I took you all in, how was your experience at the webinar? Because I had asked a question to the audience that I'm taking calls from to talk about their experience on Saturday. That's why I asked if you were present.
Oh yeah. I was there. The webinar, like, if anybody
detail. Without going into detail, woman. Who is this? This Monica? Go ahead, Monica, cause you called me up by Don. Hey Don. What's good? Tell me.
Okay, so the webinar, y'all, like, if y'all wasn't there, man, y'all missed a whole lot because the so-called gurus, they gonna lead y'all to y'all end up coming to Law Academy. I just want to tell y'all that. So, yeah. And that's all I gotta say about it, because if I go into it, I'm gonna go into it.
Yeah, we're not going to go into no details. But, yeah, I appreciate it in terms of the feedback. Because here's the thing, right? I know I'm not known. And I know I tried to present a united front with somebody and the information that is doesn't correlate with me, right? 100%. So, or I can't relate 100%. Let me say it that way. But nonetheless, I try to bring, you know, this information in an effort to stop the disinformation, but nonetheless, it is what it is, right? I had to go at it right. alone, and I wanted to make sure that...
See, your thing is, the thing with you is, you see what the problem is for people, why you can't get it. Like, y'all doing all this, like, what are y'all doing that you can't get it? So your thing is, you find a problem. So that's what a lot of people are missing. So once you figure out what the problem is, you can conquer what you're trying to get or do.
Right. So that's the strategy of what you just spoke to, right? The strategy is to get to the root of the freaking problem. You got to be able to identify the problem before you can solve it. And a lot of y'all be coming up with, like, random solutions to sit just because you think you have some information. You get what I'm saying? Oh, I studied this, I studied that, so I know what to do. No, the fuck you don't. Because you don't know that the problem changes each time. And while it may look the same, it may not 100% be the same, if you follow what I'm saying. So, yeah, I just wanted to put that out to the people, make sure that everybody got some feedback. I don't typically do stuff like this in terms of, like, promoting the event or, you know, even going into details about stuff. But what came out of that was there's a small community of people, an intimate community. I shouldn't even say small. That's not even an appropriate fucking term. But an intimate community, right, of people that are like-minded that are striving now for the same fucking thing, right? And they can rely on each other as a base because here's the thing. Here's the key, Ms. Monica. Watch this, right? Like, if nobody else is showing y'all what I'm showing y'all, then if y'all are able to grasp the information, you want to know the truth? Here's the truth. You all are the new gurus.
Right, and by you knowing it by yourself, they're going to try to shut you. Like, if you was to go, like, worldwide or whatever, they're going to try to shut you down because of what you know. And, you know, so... I think it's, like, a good thing that you only drawing the people that actually want to do the work or actually want to, you know, like, do it. Because if these people, if those people that find out that's trying to stop us from doing it, they find out that you know it, they're going to try to shut you the fuck down, for real.
Yeah, but I fear nobody because they can't stop me. You get what I'm saying? The problem is,
right.
Yeah, they can put a kibosh on my ability to get the information out, but that affects y'all. You get what I'm trying to say? You know, when they blocked me on IG, that affected y'all. I don't remember what other platforms we had issues with, but whenever the one that I'm on, every fucking time they cutting me off, right? They dropped the fucking show, fucking Discord. Y'all saw what happened on fucking Saturday. What the fuck was I saying?
Yeah.
That these gurus aren't saying that these motherfuckers got to do what they do to me. Why? You get what I'm saying? So I keep posing to y'all, what is it that we don't know, that we don't know, that we need to know? And the gurus need to ask themselves.
Right.
But nonetheless, I'm telling you, I had a blast hanging out with everybody that was present. I try to cater to everybody, and I don't even know if y'all picked up on it, but because I had some interactions with y'all individually, it was fucking insane. So I try to cram a lot of shit in there for y'all. So I hope y'all appreciate that shit. Like I said, I'll work on the edit, and I'll get it out to y'all, and we can go from there. You had it.
I'm good. I'll get it to you later. I'm good.
And yeah, I heard you, though, just so you know, but I heard you. And I would prefer to just chop that up with you, like, you know how I do. But, yeah, answer to your question is yes. All right. So I'm going to grab somebody else. Thank you again for your feedback. I really appreciate it. Like I said, anybody out here that went to the webinar that, you know, can speak on it, good or bad, I hope people don't think that this is staged, you know what I mean, because I don't even know who's calling in. I know Ms. Monica's voice. So, yeah, it was easy for me to spot her. But, yeah, I appreciate you, Monica. You have a great evening.
Straight up.
All right. Let me go to 901. 270. What's poppin'? What's good with 26?
What's up, man?
Ain't shit. What's poppin', bro?
Really just enjoyed Miss Monica's testimony of the webinar this past Saturday. Really, really truly enjoyed her testimony.
Word. What you got to add to that? They don't
well,
know.
I have to add. Honestly, man, is the fact that you put me in a position to be of some value to the people, especially that participated in that webinar. And I really appreciate that, because that's not only community building, but that's going to sharpen me up as well. So there's much gratitude in that.
Most definitely. Like I said, since being very small, I've always been a team player. And I'm the type of player that's probably not the best player on the team, right? But I am 100% the most team-oriented person on the team. Now, if you know anything about sports, you can find a variety of different analogies to capture what I'm saying. But I'll say it like this. I'm a Dennis Rodman-ass type of player. The one that goes the hardest, the one that has the most fun, the one that doesn't give a shit about who's doing what, team is about to get in some shit, I'm going to set it off. They're going to have to back me up, even though the fight wasn't mine. You get what I'm trying to say? I'm team-oriented. So I always make room for any and everybody that is actually thinking about moving the community forward. And like I told y'all, Six has been with the show, with the whole law life, with hanging out with me from day fucking one. So I appreciate somebody like Six because he's weathered the storm, and at the same time, like, he's seen so many people come and go, but he's here, and people are frustrated with that, a lot of them, right? And that's okay, but I see something different in Six than I see in the rest of the people, so... My thing is, I don't like people that talk about shit. I just like doers. And everybody thinks I'm this guy or that guy or whatever the fuck they want to paint me as. But the reality is, I just want to fuck with people that are, like Miss Monica just said, like that are trying to do the fucking things that we are discussing. That's it. Show and prove. Outside of that, be good fucking. Talk about any fucking thing else. I gave everybody on Saturday freedom. That's what I gave them. I don't know if they can comprehend what the fuck I'm saying. I don't know if they got it yet. I don't know how long it's going to take them to absorb it. I gave you freedom. Fucking freedom. You can't stop me unstoppable. Touch me untouchable. It's Kobe, baby. What you thought about Sunday Classic? You got a taste for that. You know what I mean? Like, what you thought about that?
It was a great refresher, man.
No doubt.
It was a great refresher. It's some information that I haven't touched in a long time, and it just started jogging up memories, thoughts, some knowledge, and it's like, yes, I remember. I can use this. I can use that. I can put this in the document. Maybe I can come back to this.
you know what being a community leader does, right? It puts pressure on the nigga that's the community leader, right?
Mm-hmm.
What niggas understand. I ain't even got to say nothing. I'm just saying. And the pressure bust pipes if niggas is not careful. So all I'm saying is you got to, you know what I mean? But I love it. I love the fact that, you know, we can revisit some of this information and still, you know, be rejuvenated by revisiting that information. So I'm definitely on board for some of that. So that's dope.
Yeah, it's just like the fact that you call on me and it's like, all right, I got an answer for you. Here you go. Here's this. Here's that.
But I just want everybody and that we're going to continue to move forward. I did receive a good ask question today about the about the fucking membership, the Discord membership and what it entails and stuff like that. So, look. I tried to ask for y'all forgiveness in advance by telling y'all that I want to release certain things by a certain time frame, but to be understanding of the fact that, you know, I was traveling and, you know, things are just, my time is on borrowed time is the best way I can describe it, so it's just really not even my time. I came here with a purpose and I, you know, trying to do that and at the same time maintain everything else, so. With that being said, I have been fucking up my own damn self, and that's on me. And I'm going to rectify that this weekend because we had a lot of distractions prior to Saturday, leading up to Saturday, including fucking people trying to sabotage my fucking character or my name. Or it's not even me. I don't even, you know, whatever. The brand, whatever the fuck. Cornball. But at the same time, like, I want y'all to know I'm going to get back right to the things that I said I would accomplish, and I'll start posting these things up. So for the membership, it's supposed to be the equivalent of what I'm going to do on Patreon. Except that on Patreon, I'm not going to hold any live classes. Yes, you heard me fucking correctly. So Patreon members will be watching the classes that I record with the Discord private membership members. Those will be live classes being recorded, and the Patreon community will get respective playback. Not all of them, whatever we deem as Law Life Academy to share. So that's one of the perks. Now, you have two classes. The first and the third Sunday is what it is right now. Depending on enrollment, we have different time frames for the classes. And so those are two live classes. The classes are 1 hour and 30 minutes. Let me be as specific as I can be, with a threshold of 2 hours. And I allow that because sometimes I'm enjoying the conversation and I don't want to end it because I feel like you all are producing and I want to encourage you. So I allow myself that wiggle room. But that's not up to you, and it's not set for 2 hours. It's 1 hour and 30. In addition to that, while I do not provide templates, I do provide resources beyond just the videos or the live classes, such as material that is important and imperative for your knowledge base. With that also being said, because it's live classes, I also get the opportunity to basically answer your questions and provide with insight. Now, these are not coaching sessions. However, because you have to produce your document, you will get a certain level, I use that term very specifically, but a certain level of document review. So I want whoever is in that community to succeed, so I will do as much as I can. I won't do everything, but I'll do as much as I can to help you finalize your documentation and get those things out. A lot of y'all have been asking me about assisting with notary presentment. Our community has grown, so we have now additional members of the notary, I guess, industry. So we'll be able to maximize them in that capacity if they so choose to partner with Law Life Academy, because, again, we create room for people. So they can make the money, and we'll go ahead and execute whatever the steps are as far as getting things done. But, yeah, we'll be able to help 100% in terms of guiding and making sure that those things are executed and executed according to the law and getting the results that we are supposed to get. And then and at any time that we are violated, we will be seeking retribution, restitution, whatever you want to say. Say. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, but we'll be seeking, you know, to be made whole, for lack of a better term. All right? So beyond that, I'm going to do another webinar. And based on what people have been asking, I just haven't decided yet. So there's two opportunities. I'll only share one. I want to do something relatively soon on getting cribs for free. Hint, hint, Monica. But with that being said, what you think?
That would be a hell of a webinar to put out. I don't think they're ready for that, man. Let's knock out the let's knock out the preliminaries first, man. Remember, it's always the basis first.
Yeah. I've been telling them, but they want it.
I know they look. I know the people want it, but we have to get the foundation set. That's the most important.
Y'all got to get y'all foundation set. I'm good. I'm fucking shit. But yeah, right across the board. What Six is saying is, I got to hold back. But let me think about it, and then I'll put out the next two webinars that we're going to do. And I say it like that because I want to give people enough time to be able to decide what's of interest to them and what they want to participate in. You don't got to participate in every webinar. That's not the actually, let me say this. Let me say, if you want to get the bang for your buck, let me tell you what you need to do. You need to be in the Discord class. That's it. That's it. If you want to bang for your buck, join the class. Fuck the webinars. No, I should say that. But fuck the webinars and get in the class. All right? Depending on the class size, it'll feel like it's a one-on-one, I promise. But with that being said, we got a couple minutes. Anything else you want to add, Six, before I get out of here? I am dog tired.
Again, appreciate the people that participated in the class and allow me to add value to their lives in this community.
No doubt. All right, man. Appreciate it.
No doubt.
Let me bring Jay back. Jay, you got any last words, Jay? Last comment?
Man. I'm good to go, man. You know what I'm saying? Just looking forward to the next class. And, you know, y'all keep learning out there, man. I mean, you know, everybody went to school. You know what the truth sound like, or at least learning anyway.
Yeah. Peace. Yeah. No doubt, bro. Yeah, I'm about to hang up, but before I go, I guess, like I said, I just want to continue to encourage everyone to do their own research, and I'm being as serious as I can be right now. This goes for me. This goes for everybody in terms of what I just said. In addition to that, I think it's important that you all not only do your research, but you assess the information that you're researching to ensure that it matches up with what it is they're telling you to expect as a remedy. Like all of it from start to finish should match up to what it is they're telling you. And what I was able to do was just that on Saturday. Some of y'all may have seen it that way. Some of y'all might have missed it. But we have members in the greater community of, you know, this type of information who have claimed that they are now a home or a house. And I challenged that. As a matter of fact, I challenged every fucking step. Why? Because I know the fucking law. People are always sitting on the defense when you challenge their thought process. While I had 9 different ways to do things, you still have to ensure that the things that are being done fall in line with the expectation of what has to be done. So I'm asking you all to do the same thing. And everybody that so-called assert themselves as being knowledgeable, don't just ask them where they get their information from. When they do show you, make sure they can explain it to you so that when you go and study it and draw your own conclusion, you can assess whether or not you all have the same conclusion. That's all I'm saying. That's studying. So I challenge y'all out there to do that, especially in this community, in our Telegram group. We have various groups now. So I appreciate y'all, you know. See y'all later. Peace, man. Boom.